Hello, welcome to the ARCOP podcast, May 2025, with me, James Jenkins, Head of Customer Development, and Matt Cook, ARCOP General Manager. Okay, and we're live. It's the May 2025 podcast. How are you, Matt?
I'm great. It's hard to believe it's already May, but I guess it's probably moving in the right direction towards summer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is indeed. And we've got quite a lot coming up in the next 6 months. So what I thought we'd do today, Matt, we've got some topics to talk through. As ever, we have a lot of wealth of information in the newsletter. We would recommend everybody to get their value reports and scorecards. Scorecards available even if you're not a customer. So we know we get a lot of merchants that we're talking to who subscribe to our newsletter, and hopefully some of them, if not all of them, listen to our podcast. But those value reports and scorecards are there. Wealth of information at the website, and we are being very proactive now thanks to our very own Erin Nichols on things like LinkedIn and sharing information. So the idea, and it's kind of the background to this podcast, is just to get as much information we can out to you as our clients and partners and processors, and share this common problem or solve this common problem around 3DS and where the market's going. So hopefully it's helpful. And I thought we'd start, Matt, with the summit. So last time we spoke, we had some provisional dates. I think we're a bit more locked in.
Yeah, looks like we're a go. So we're going to do, which I'm looking forward to, we're going to do both a day in Dublin and then a day in London, same week. And looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun to get everybody back together. We've pivoted to a annual cadence, which I think is going to be, it feels like the right thing. If it feels like we've been gone too long, we'll do another one in short order. But feels like annual allows everyone to prioritize it and get there. And it doesn't feel like you're, what? I just did this one 6 months ago. So why am I doing it again? We're trying to avoid that mentality. So looking forward to it. It's always fun. You know, we live in this little niche called 3D Secure, and there's a lot of folks out there inside issuers and merchants and schemes that live in the same little bubble. And so it's nice for us all to get together and have a little party.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're always looking for good examples with data of where there's been partnerships that have driven, you know, better performance across the metrics. So if you think you have a story to tell with ARCOP or a particular topic that you'd like to see, speak to us or speak to your CSM, and I'm sure we can find a slot on the agenda for that. But no, really looking forward to it. And it'll be towards the tail end of our 25-year anniversary of developing 3DS. So I don't think there'll be any t-shirts or fanfares or fireworks or anything like that, but we'll just celebrate in our own
you
way.
You never know. 25 years, a long time. That's a long time.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Very good. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk about was I recently published via Erin an article which was three steps to a 3% uplift using 3DS. And I love your take on not so much the article, but kind of the approach. And what we try and do on these podcasts is balance in the merchant's perspective and the issuer's perspective, but the net goal always remains the same, which is, can we use the 3DS protocol to share more information, build trust, we get higher approval rates, we drive up fraud. Okay, we kind of know that. And what we've seen is, I think there's still a level of, I think, skepticism amongst some merchants around using 3DS. But I do think that this whole RCI code, and particularly 06 and 05, is kind of changing the game. And we're seeing more and more interest in 05, so acquire a TRA in Europe, UK and Ireland. And in the US, we're seeing a lot of momentum behind kind of 06. And if I had to sum up kind of our message, and then I'd love your opinion on this, Matt, their kind of view is, first of all, yeah, those larger merchants are definitely using risk scoring, either their own or they're using a third party to score that transaction. They then score that transaction, and they may have a high degree of confidence that this is a genuine transaction. But when they pass it through down straight to the authorization stream, how do they communicate that is, you know, their perspective, their risk score, right? That's really the crux of the problem that we solve with 3DS. So by now, by sending it with a flag of 05 or 06, they can use the 3DS protocol to basically say, with guaranteed, you know, no friction in the case of 06 in the US on Visa, I'll put it that way, no deny. It just makes for a much better flow where we can then raise that. So the net of it is, we We're asking merchants to use that score not to determine if a transaction goes to 3DS, but to assign an RCI code appropriately and then send that down 3DS, which gives our issuers, those ones listening, will know that it gives them much better perspective to then, give a transaction outcome and leverage the data available. Net-net is they can take their foot off the gas on the authorization platform. And so our message to merchants has been, obviously do the scoring, then send it to 3DS. And then we, with our CSMs, will work with our issuers to kind of fine tune it so that those merchants, particularly the large ones that we're working with and we can give that level of attention, will be able to then see those better metrics on, I would say, on authentication and also on authorization specifically. So that's kind of the crux of it. What's your take on this, Matt, and what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think that this is a step towards 3DS achieving its potential to be not just a way to move liability for fraud to different parties, but to actually become more of a communication protocol between merchants and issuers. And because if you sometimes if you just say it out loud and say, "Does this make sense?" it helps. And so if the issuer is, like you said, I'm sorry, if the merchant, like you said, is scoring the transaction, but not using that to do I send it or not, I'm only going to send the stuff that's risky, but they're saying, "Hey, I already know something about this transaction. Let me tell the issuer about it so that we can collectively make a better decision and they can approve more of my legitimate transactions and eliminate false declines," which are the enemy of all merchants and the enemy of all issuers as well. So I think that if a merchant is able to use 3D Secure to say, "Hey, I've scored this, looks good. Here's all the information. Run it through your models, and but I'm tagging this one as a legitimate transaction. Don't really have to do much on your side, but I want you to have the data so that you can make good decisions in both authentication and authorization." It just makes sense. It just makes a lot of sense. And 3DS has defined the protocol in such a way that that is absolutely how it should work. And the reason we haven't been doing it so far is mostly just adoption pains. In the past, there was friction concerns, but now if you're more surgical on setting this RCI code, this flag, the friction shouldn't be a problem. And most issuers now are using out-of-band authentication anyway, and we're all pretty good with push notifications through apps now on our phones. It's all pretty good. So it's hard to believe that there's a lot of legitimate transactions, or I'd say differently. Our data says there are not a lot of legitimate transactions falling out of the challenge flow. There is
Right.
not. So by being more surgical and setting the RCI code, you're only doing yourself a favor as a merchant. You're only doing yourself a favor.
Yeah. And for those merchants who haven't been using 3DS, let's use PSD2 environment for a start. For those merchants who haven't been sending all their transactions to 3DS, I mean, what would you say the ratio is? It's maybe 60-40, 60 going straight to authorization using exemptions that way, and then maybe 40 going to 3DS. And the feedback we've had from issuers, and I know we've both been asking this question, is to issuers, where would you like that transaction, that exemption to go? Do you want to go direct to authorization, or would you like it to go to the ACS? And I think, I have to check my bias, but I think the feedback has been broadly, we want it to go to the ACS. And to your point, it's easy to understand why, because that's a system that was designed to input or have input into it this 3DS data, the additional data, and then to route it accordingly. And the authorization system, as good as it is, wasn't really designed for that. So I think it's all the components working together in best practice, which it hasn't been doing. And then when merchants do then flick the switch and send those 05 exemptions to the ACS, our commitment then is that, yeah, we will then go and work with our issuers. We've already done a lot of it proactively to fine tune it so that merchant can get better results. And as we know, optimization, it can take a little bit of time, but that path is definitely there. And I think the net result will be those transactions going to 3DS, it's sharing signal, everyone gets better performance. And actually, we do have I reference it a lot. We have a case study from Square where that's exactly what happened. We're looking to prove that out now with other merchants working on an issuer platform. I really don't see how it can't work. And maybe we can share some of those results at the summit in October. Not that we have to wait.
Yeah, right. And I also think we'll have some folks on stage that are sharing those results also. So I think that it's working. And what is that? The future is here. It's just unevenly distributed. I think that's the line. So I think that over time, that future will become more evenly distributed, and you'll see more and more merchants taking this approach.
Yeah, perfect. Now, another example of things that merchants should be doing that benefits issuers is the 3DS method call. So I thought we could spend a bit of time talking about that. And maybe we start with kind of what is the 3DS method call and why is it problematic if merchants aren't using it? And then kind of what are the benefits? And I guess we could just start by saying, for those people who aren't familiar with it, then I mean, really, it's the method call is where a merchant will basically call out to the ACS provider and then allocate certain attributes which can then be sent down the rail. And we've got some great examples of that. It's basically executing the code in the cardholder's browser that helps the issuer collect more information about specifically about the device environment. Now, without that, you're going to get a lot of the benefits of 3DS, but you're really only going to see kind of a subset of the total data that's available. And I think we're seeing, what would you say, kind of sporadic use of method URL right now? I mean, it's one of our big recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, and the way I think of it conceptually is it's just an API that you can call as a merchant to pass more information to the issuer so they can make better decisions. Things like, you've got like the browser fingerprints, which fonts are installed, there's an iframe detection mechanism. So there's a whole sorts of stuff that you can pass to the issuer so that the issuer or ARCOT can use it in our models and say, yep, we've seen this pattern before. This is a low risk transaction, frictionless allow. And if that's what your hope is as a merchant, because then once it's frictionless allow, it shows up in the authorization system as an authenticated transaction, and it's more likely to be approved and get your final approval rate. So, it's just a way to pass more data to the issuer. And I can tell you right now, for those that use it, you get better results. It's absolutely happening. You get rewarded with less friction and more approvals. And so it is a key part of the 3DS system, and it's highly recommended that all merchants use it.
Yeah, and super simple to implement as well, is our understanding. I mean, we've been talking to merchants. If you have a compliant 3DS server, then it should be pretty simple to kind of instigate the 3DS method call. And to your point, those additional data elements are used downstream at the issuer level and in our models, which is going to give you better performance. So where we see merchants not using the method call, they think they tend to get higher challenge rates. And when they turn it on, those challenge rates come down. And what I thought was really interesting was just, and I'll just use maybe one or two examples, was some of the specific attributes on the method call can be used to spot kind of anomalies and specific types of fraud attacks. So for example, if the headless browser detection, right? So if the browser doesn't have a header on it, that can be really indicate kind of a bot attack. And if the iframe nesting isn't quite correct, then that could be like a fake merchant site. So there's all these specific use cases. So we would strongly recommend that. And we will be reaching out to merchants because we can see in our system those merchants who are sending us transactions and not using the method call. We'll be proactively reaching out to them. So hopefully that's beneficial to them and to our issuing customers as well. But yeah, I think there's hopefully some real pointers there about what we do with merchants, but also how we're going to be using that to the benefit of our merchant issuers, sorry, as well. And we have the summit invitations to follow. Save the date for mid-October, Dublin and Ireland, and London, UK, obviously. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Any closing comments,
I mean, we can't close this without talking about smart rule set. We just can't. So,
Matt?
for all of our issuer customers out there, I think you will know that we have launched smart rule set, which is just a way for us to manage the rule set in a programmatic, automatic fashion. and let our models and algorithms route the transactions across the 3DS network in the most effective way that minimizes fraud, minimizes friction, and maximizes authentication approvals. And so, another on this theme of it's working, this is working, and issuers are getting great results. We're live in production with several issuers at this point, and getting good results, getting good results. And we've actually found a nice way for folks to adopt it, which becomes less of a big bang approach. You can, still continue to use your existing rule set and only have smart rule set action a small percentage of your overall transactions, which we find that has made people feel much more comfortable moving quickly to adopt because you're limiting the blast radius, if you will. And it's been hugely successful. And in every one of those cases where we've done that, over time, customers or issuers have started to peel back their own custom rules and started to rely more and more on the smart rule set. So we're driving real improvement in those metrics and the authentication metrics that matter. And it's been very encouraging. I think our team has done a pretty good job and is, actively working with a bunch of customers that are getting a ton of value out of it. So if you haven't really started to take this seriously, I think that you should take a look because it's generating real value.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's a great point. And if you think about what we're doing with Smart Rule Set, it's really an extension of what really is already a managed service. There's a reason that the banks, many of the banks, will allow us to run that 3DS service on their behalf, and that's because it's specialists and then we make the investment. It kind of makes sense that they would start to lean on us for some of that rule writing capability and some of those automated processes. So and I've seen the results, and to your point, it's working. Some of the results are very, very good. So we'll continue on that theme.
Yeah, very good. And there's not many organizations in the world that have a team of data scientists just who do nothing but 3D secure and routing transactions and building rule sets and stuff. So it's fun to watch. It's been fun to watch. It's
Yeah,
exciting.
fantastic. Okay, great. Well, if there's nothing else, Matt, I think we'll close it out there. And thanks everybody for listening, and we'll pick it up again in June. Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks.